So here we go.
Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Hold on a second. Something happened here with my bloody... I don't know what was going on. Somebody... Oh, okay. Let's go back to the beginning of the Earl's chair. Tempo okay? I wasn't sure if it was a little too slow or whatever, but it felt okay to me, but I just want to make sure you guys are okay with it. So,
it's a good warm-up,
Jimmy W.,
Steve.
How are you? Terry, good to see you. Thanks for being here. And Michelle, Brent, good to see you, brother.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Good. I listened to your poem. Very good. Alan, good to see you. Hannah?
It was a little slow.
It was a little slow?
I thought so. Okay.
All right. Bill, how are you? You made it. All right.
Good to see you, John. It's too hot here.
Too hot? Yeah, I know.
Way up into the 70s.
I know, I can't, yeah. I love to, like, 75 to 78 is perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let me go to Jinx. And let's do the Whelans. Have a drink with me. And the Creel of Turf. Nice set of tunes. So that's D, G, and G. I'm going to have a sip of my ice cold coffee that Jen got me. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Was that tempo better? Okay. Alrighty. Let me see what we got. Let me look at my list. Do a couple of hornpipes. Let's do alright, let's do the, I guess, the Plains of Boyle and Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. Oh, I just realized I missed some of the keys on those things, so I apologize about that. Thank you.
tune, John. It's a lovely tune.
Isn't it a great tune?
Yeah, beautiful tune, yeah.
It's one of my favorites. I could play that, I think, to the day I die, that tune. It never gets old. All right. Let's slow things down a little bit. Or maybe we'll just, actually, we'll do, let me look, what I do on my list. Let me, let's do the polkas. The Twanmore, Memories of Ballymote and Fords.
Sorry. Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
All of a sudden, this woman is talking to me. It's the first time that's ever happened since I started doing Zoom. It must be a new thing, you know?
She's talking to us too, we're done.
Yeah, I think it's
talking through me, or is that like she's talking to each one of you?
Hi, John, for everyone. In between, I went to my own Zoom room and the same thing happened and I'd never heard it before.
I thought it might be kind of weird if she was talking to you through me. That might be kind of really like bizarre, you know? So I'm glad it's not. All right. Hi. I don't know if anybody's noticed yet already, but I'm very organized today. I got all my music together today and said, I'm not going to do that again. So I have. Thank you. So I would say this just for information purposes. Had I thought about this group of tunes, if I was playing for Kaylee, I would not have put them in this or in this first, second, and third the way I did. I probably would have played Ford's first, because the other tunes have much more kick in them. And so when you're playing for dancers, you want to go from one, a tune like the Ford's, which is kind of a very laid-back polka, to the Tormo, which is kind of takes it up a notch. And then, of course, the memories of Ballymote really kick in for the dancers. So if you're ever playing for dancers and you're using these three polkas, do Ford's first and then the Tormo. I should have thought about it a little bit more, because I don't know if you noticed the drop going into the Ford's. It was really quite a big drop, I think. So, not horrible, but, you know, kind of little things that you think about when you're playing for dancing. All right, let's go back to hornpipes. Let me look at my list. All right, let's do the rights of man and the home ruler. Why not? As my father would say, if not, why not? Well, we all, I'm pretty sure you all know the rights of man. And if you don't, you've heard it. So, but the home ruler. Lovely hornpipe.
Thank you.
Everything okay so far? Was tempos and everything good? All right.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate the feedback. I'm glad somebody's talking to me today.
Those were great, John. Thanks.
We could all talk at once and cause a great cacophony.
Yeah. All right.
You did that all on your own, David.
All right, let's slow it down, and let's do Madam Maxwell. I like this turn, and remember we've done it before, so you know. Remember we talked about this being a Baroque tune, so it's not going to be. We'll play it slow now, but generally speaking, it's not really a slow Carolyn piece, you know, because it's a. Much more Baroque oriented. That would be generally the speed that I would play it at. Of course, we're not going to do that here. But you get the idea. So when you learn it and you perfect it, don't play it too slow. Is it? Yes. Oh. Let me think about that. No, okay. There you go, Michael. You're in. You're in like Flynn, as they say. All right. Thank you. Maybe I'll get together with Michael and we'll write that out, and I'll do the counterpoint so he can write the counterpoint that I did to that I recorded with Jerry O'Sullivan, which I like very, very much. But it's a great tune. And obviously it's a hop tune, Julie. So I don't know if you've played it before, but I would say definitely it's a lovely tune, but it's not great that slow. It's much better a little faster. So keep that in mind when you play it. And I play these tunes all the time in sessions. So don't think sessions is only for reels and jigs and hornpipes. You know, when I do sessions and I'm guesting and I'm a guest leader of a session, I'll play Madame Bone, I'll play In a Sheer, all that stuff. I think it's important. Might even play a waltz or two. I think it's really important to do all the, in a session and not just keep. Well, speaking of which, we should do our little advertising here very quickly. You all know, of course, James Kelly is coming up on Saturday, and I'm delighted to have James, legendary fiddle player, incredible legend, family, his brothers and his father. Of course, I got to meet his father, which I'm very appreciative of. And I met James when I was 12 or 13 years old, and we've been friends ever since. A wonderful musician and great fiddle player. So Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Irish time, and English time. So I hope to see as many of you as possible. Like I said earlier, I think I said in the tune learning, we're up to about 22, maybe 24 by now. So I'd like to get at least 30 people. I think I was hoping for a lot more, but you know, the weather's changing, things are changing, the country's opening up, people are itching to get out. So we'll see how much longer we could do the Wheel and Master sessions. But if this one and then the McCarthy family a week from Saturday, and that's going to be phenomenal. We've got Jackie, Marion, and Bernadette in Ireland, and Tommy will be at the Burren in Boston. Of course, Tommy, that's his place that he built with his father, the help of his father, Tommy Sr. So that's going to be a great reunion. And I don't think they've done very much together as a whole family, virtual stuff. So that's it. Next Wednesday, we've got two more weeks before we take a little break from the slow session. I really want to thank everybody here for your continued support. It's meant a lot to me and Jan during this pandemic, and I certainly look to continue the slow jam. I'll definitely continue the slow jam either way, unless I'm down to, you know, seven or eight people. I don't think I could do it. No offense to that small group of people, but I think if I get 25 people, I'd be happy to continue. Just keep in mind, those of you that weren't at the tune learning, so next week it'll be the same link as what you used today, but the 16th of June will be a new link for the slow session, okay? So I'll send the email out like I always do with the new link on the 16th, and then we'll be back on the 14th of July after my son gets married. So, and I'm not sure what else. I'm doing my trip to Ireland, if anybody wants to do some long-term planning. My 7 days, I think it is, in Ireland, doing the Wild Atlantic tour, Wild Atlantic music tour. We'll have a lot of great guests, good friends of mine will be joining us just for our little private session. Which is really important to separate that from the regular sessions in and around Ireland and towns around Ireland. I think it's a really good deal, financially a good deal, for what you get between food and accommodation. So if you enjoyed this session, you know, we'll certainly accommodate you guys in that session. We'll do a mixture of slow and upbeat, and we can make everybody happy. We'll have a good week together. What else? What am I missing, Michael? Oh, yeah. So I'm doing Milwaukee this year. I don't think I'm teaching at Milwaukee. I was supposed to be teaching in person, but they obviously it was canceled. So they've told me I'm doing the festival. Myself and Brian Conway are doing the festival in the Cayley tent. So we're going to be playing for the dancing. And then I'm going to be teaching at O'Flaherty's Irish Retreat in person down in the Fort Worth area, I think it is, and just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. So if anybody's interested in that, I'll be doing Swannanoa, virtual Swannanoa, and I do a session workshop on that. And so if you want to avail yourself of that workshop session, please do go to, I think Michael's putting all the links and everything on the chat. I think that's it so far. I'm heading east, so maybe I might see some of you on the East Coast. I think I'm doing the playwright session on the 20th of June. And for those of you who've seen the young ladies, the Carroll sisters, they've played a few times on the master sessions. They're doing their first CD. So I'm very excited to be producing that for them, 14 and 16 years old. And it's going to be a really good CD, actually. We've worked very, very hard all year on that, putting the stuff together for that CD. I don't know. We'll see what else happens. I'll keep you posted if something else comes up on the East Coast. That's it, I think, Michael. All right. Anybody else want to chime in with anything? Oh, yeah, let's do... Seeing we did it today, let's do Maud Miller and Malloy's. And, you know, anybody that's interested, I don't know if we've ever actually announced that, Michael, but we should. You know, Michael works so very hard here to do all this stuff. He's very organized, much more organized than I am. And he organizes me, I should say, for the session. And he has a virtual set. Oh, you're not virtual anymore. You're at the old sod now. You're live. Oh, okay, so you're still doing virtual. All right, so if you want to join Michael, he'll give you the information for the virtual sessions on Thursday.
John, yes. Are you going to be in the Seattle area in August and September? Or are you going to be gone?
I am going to be doing Milwaukee in August, and I just got an email about something potentially in August, but I think for most of August and September, I'm going to be around. I'm trying to leave that available just in case I need surgery.
Ah, okay. So,
but I will be around. Is there a particular?
I'm coming up there for those 2 months, so
we'll definitely get
I might try to hunt you down.
Yes. Yeah. Hunt me down.
Judy, do you know about the Irishman session in Edmonds there, or Everett, I mean?
No, I do want to find out about sessions.
I'll put it in the chat.
Awesome. Thank you.
I was going to say, you can hunt me down like the accordion player I am. Well, we'd love to see you, Judy. You're welcome anytime. I'll make sure I put the kettle on.
Thank you.
All right. So this is what we did today. For those of you who were there, you know that. Those of you who weren't. We did Maud Miller's and Malloy's today. So I'm going to give it. I recorded these back in 1974. Here you go, Maud, Miller, and Malloy's. And, trying to get through.
Hi, John. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm still here. So
yeah. That's what I think too. Woke up again. Woohoo.
All right, so let's do we gotta get back to jigs. I haven't done jigs in a while, have we? Let me see. So the chordal, maybe? There you go. The Corbel, Scotsman Over the Border, and the Shandon Bells. It's one of my favorite tunes right now. We got the Scotsman. Okay, D, G, and D.
Thank you.
Shannon Bells is a great tune. I think I told you this before. My father used to look that around the house. And a great tune.
Happy, very happy jigs.
It is a very happy jig, Bell. And I'm happy to jig it with you.
Oh, we'd pay to see that.
What was that?
We'd pay to see that.
I'm lucky I can sit down and play at this point.
We've been paying for months afterward, right?
Yeah. I made that mistake once before before my back surgery, and they ended up taking me to the hospital, which is a true story. I was at a Christmas party, and I felt really good. I guess I had a couple too many, and I did the high kick, and I ended up putting my back out, and here I am. I made the Christmas party very exciting for everybody. All right, so let's do the Boys of Blue Hill and the Harvest Arm. Why not? Right.
Thank you.
Do some more jigs because I haven't done that many jigs today and I've got a whole pile of them here. So let me see. Yeah, Coppers and Brass, The Bank of Turf, and Ahern's Egg. Three good tunes right there. Sure if that's E minor or A, but I think Alina could straighten me out.
I have it as E mixolydian.
What was that?
No, it's an unusual one. I think it's E mixolydian. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely leaning towards E.
Like it's around E, but it's got three sharps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Finnbarred Wire tune, John.
What was that?
That a Finnbarred Wire tune, a heron's egg.
You know, I don't know if it is, but I learned it from Finbar.
Right. I don't know
if he wrote it. He probably did.
Yeah, I think he
did. It's a great tune.
Yeah, lovely tune.
Yeah. So maybe I'll teach this another week. Okay. Here we go. Thank you. Great jig, a great tune, and I'm pretty sure it's a Finn Baudoir tune. And I was just thinking there. Hang on a second, sorry, I'm trying to get my stuff organized. If you think that's a tricky tune that he wrote, check this one out. This is not on the list, but it just came into my head. Thank you. There's a mouthful right there, I can tell you that.
What's the name of that one?
I have no idea. It's like he recorded it on the last, I don't know if it was his last album, but the album he did with Silver Hill Records. And Kevin, I remember talking to Kevin Taylor about it, and he said he said it bloody drove him crazy, because the key changes throughout that tune are just unbelievable. So, but it's a really... a very interesting tune. All right.
Someone in the chat saying maybe Star of Ireland. Does that ring any bells?
Well, might be, yeah. Star of Ireland sounds familiar. So let's, speaking of, let's do Bear Island. How about that? Speaking of Ireland, and the humours of Ballyconnell. See how much more I have in me. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm starting to get a little sloppy because I'm starting to feel it in my back and my other places. Yeah. Okay. So I had one, I think Elena was the only person to respond to who. Oh yeah, I didn't see it. Well, I wasn't following it, but the only one I saw was Elena. So how about a show of hands? Who wants the concert reel? I gotta see your hands there in the screen. Okay. Let me see. How many people want Miss Monahan? There's a lot of, this is like Congress, there's a lot of people not even voting. And you have a say. I don't get it. But anyway.
Because we won't be around.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. We already know them, John, some of us.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, how many don't want me to do it?
Is that Ahern's egg one? Is that too hard?
Yeah, I think that's overall. It's too. Yeah. It's a very tricky tune for different instruments, you know? So let's do the concert reel. And the worst case scenario is you get my version of it and my phrasing and my feel and all that kind of stuff. So it can't hurt to compare it. I'm sure my version is as good as anybody else's, but it doesn't mean to say that you wouldn't prefer somebody else's. And that's fine, because that's what Irish music is about.
John, I'm in bed asleep when you're teaching.